Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2206, recorded on Thursday, the 26th of January, 2023. Your readers today on part one are myself, Gaynor Lloyd, and John Hoyle. You can call Chatterbox at any time on 76 53 65. That's Norwich 76 53 65 with your views, news and comments. We also love to hear from you. We are delighted this week to welcome three new listeners. They are Mrs. Avril Ollie from Norwich, Mrs. Daphne Bailey from Rackheath and Mr. Peter Cantor in Stalham. We hope the three of you will enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and all our other regular recordings. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several messages to the newspaper, information desk, and three very varied features. They will introduce us to space rockets, old Norwich pubs, and a guide to Norfolk newcomers. First, however, I will ask John to introduce the first news stories.
Thank you, Gaynor. Two places close to the Chatterbox office have been in the news this week. The NHS walk-in centre on Rouen Road is threatened with closure. City MP Chloe Smith says this would be a strange time to close the centre. And, as we will hear, there was an immediate response from evening news readers. Carrow Bridge House, which has been closed for some time, is now expected to be demolished. On the slightly more positive side, the long-running Anglia Square saga could be nearing an end. Here is Gaynor to start us off with the disturbing news about the walk-in centre.
A plan to shake up health services in Norwich could see the walk-in centre close. The facilities in Rouen Road currently offers help to people whether they are signed up with a GP surgery or not. Bosses claim keeping the walk-in centre open is not in line with NHS policy and is not financially viable. Those who do use the centre are being urged to share their experiences so health leaders can make an informed decision on whether or not to close it. People can participate in the consultation either virtually or by completing a survey which is being made available in the centre itself and the Rouen Road GP practice.
A Norwich MP has said it would be a strange time to close the city's walk-in centre as talks kick off over its uncertain future. Following the launch of a consultation into the future use of the NHS Centre in Rouen Road, Norwich North MP Chloe Smith has urged people to have their say about the facility. Health bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney are currently mulling over what to do when the contract expires in March 2024. They're considering three options, two of which would result in the closure of the facility. But Ms. Smith warned it would not be the right time to axe the centre with the region's health services at breaking point. She said, walk-in centre services in Norwich have served thousands of people over many years. I would like to encourage anyone who currently uses any of these services, or indeed anyone with an interest in better healthcare within Norwich, to read the consultation document and complete the survey. The consultation runs until March 26.
An abandoned historic building familiar to football fans passing it on their way to watch City play is set to be demolished. Carrow Bridge House, which has stood next to Carrow Bridge since the 1920s, could be knocked down 5 years after previous plans to flatten the site were rejected. An application to demolish the building, which is less than 200 yards from the football ground, has been submitted to Norwich City Council, the same authority that rejected knocking it down in 2018. The latest plans will see the building knocked down with a promised like-for-like replacement. A planning statement submitted by Slough-based developer Wrexham Homes said, "The current building is old, outdated, uninhabitable with structure defects. Therefore, unfortunately, it requires replacing with an identical building.
The long-running saga over the proposed redevelopment of Anglia Square could be nearing an end, with a decision on whether work can go ahead due before summer. Alan Walters, the leader of Norwich City Council, said he was increasingly confident his authority's plannings committee would soon be in a position to rule on the plan to build homes and shops on the site after lengthy delays. Construction firm Western Homes lodged new proposals for the development of the shopping centre in April last year, after its previous plans were blocked 2 years ago by the government. The latest proposals are for up to 1,100 homes plus retail and commercial space, including 14 buildings ranging from 3 to 8 stories in height. A 20-storey tower, which proved so divisive in the initial application, has been ditched and car parking has been reduced. And now Gaynor will introduce some of the recent emails and letters published in the Evening News.